Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Native American warriors were attacking the Warner Valley of southeastern Oregon in 1878 when the William Jones family packed their wagon and fled for safety to Lakeview. As they mounted a ridge, they looked back to see their cabin burning. Their possessions in the wagon included a trunk with a pair of Union binoculars inside that Jones's Confederate father had picked up while in the cavalry at the Battle of Ball's Bluff. It was the same battle where Oregon Senator Baker had died fighting for the Union side, despite rules prohibiting congressmen from serving on active duty. The trunk also included two wine decanters and two Bibles the Joneses had found at Fort Warner after it had been abandoned for 2 years. Other possessions in their wagon included a box of china dishes and two feather beds. Everything was passed down to their descendants later as family heirlooms. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally. Edited by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about this series, visit asitwas.org.